Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome. Happy, happy, happy Wednesday to each and every one of you. Today, right here on the Coach Lalisa Show, we are going to be talking about the keys to creating a happy life. Well, I know you want a happy life. Everybody wants a happy life. Let's face it, who would want to be miserable if they had a choice? Who would sit down, get out a pad and a pen, and begin to plan out a miserable life for themselves? Nobody would do that. People want happiness. Let's face it. I tell you, I spent some days over the past few weeks and months even traveling back and forth to New York City. And I got on the train, and I get over to New York, and I go right there inside one of the train stations where the pass lets you off at, and I walk upstairs out of the subway, and I walk down the street, and everybody is on a mission. I'm talking about going to New York City. If you have never been, it's like going to a whole new world. You know, I've been living around the Northeast for about the past 22 years and taking trips over to New York for some sightseeing. And I was wondering, like, why are people over there in New York, why are they carrying on like this? Well, individuals in New York, I'm telling you, they are really, really, you know, they're just enjoying their life. They're having a good time, and they are on a mission. They just go, go, go. You should see them. It's really, really incredible. But if you've never been over to New York, just take a trip over there. I tell you, it'll get you sparked up because everyone's driven. You know, you can't help but to be driven when you live in a city. That's why I was wondering, why do so many people make a big deal out of moving to New York? I mean, everyone there is on a mission. So if you have any kind of thing that you want to do in life and you really want to get it done, go to New York City because everybody there is doing something. And, you know, that will encourage you and that will inspire you. But being happy is really an important thing because happiness is contagious. And so when you're happy, guess what? You're going to make the other people around you happy. You know, parents, if they were more happy I think we would see a whole different outcome in a lot of these children. You know, you listen to a lot of people who are from the boomer generation and even the veteran generation. You will hear a lot of them talk about things like, well, we were poor, but I didn't know it. They had, you know, they had some of the same kind of issues that some of the children who are so devastated with life today face. Maybe one or two of the parents weren't there. Maybe both parents weren't there, and they had to live with a family member. But the thing is, the people who were raising them, these were happy people. These were happy people. So it is possible that you can also be happy, and it's also critical. You know, again, parents should be happy. You know, a child deserves to be raised in a happy home. You may not have all the material things, but everyone knows, even the richest person in the world knows that material things can't make you happy. Because when your feelings are getting involved, your emotions are involved, believe me, you, all the money in the world can't help you. Why do you see so many rich and famous people go through all kinds of trauma and dramatic situations with drug use and addictions, even sometimes ending in murder? If money could make you happy, you wouldn't hear about the various tragedies that we hear about from people who are very rich and very wealthy financially. So it's got to be something more to happiness than just money. There's got to be something more to happiness than that. So what does it take? What is happiness? And how do we get happiness? Well, happiness is something that has to be down on the inside of you. Happiness is something that once you have it, no one can take your happiness. You know, we say no one could steal your joy. You see, when you are happy from the inside out. When you're happy, you are happy from the inside out. So we're going to talk today about some keys to creating a happy life for you. I mean, look at all the people in the world. If they just had some happiness, if we could just teach them. You know, there are some people we talked about on the show the other day when we talked about getting rid of toxic people. That was on the show on Monday. And we looked at, there's some people who are just unhappy in life, and they're unhappy in a major way, but then there are also people who are just a little bit unhappy. You know, these are people who are always grumpy. You know, you can tell people who are unhappy. These are individuals who are always grumpy, always complaining, always negative, can never find anything good to say, maybe once in a while. But typically, for the most part, their overall demeanor, their overall mannerisms speak to negativity and complaining and unhappiness. These individuals are going to not only create bad situations in their own life, because what they're focusing on, what's in their subconscious mind and even in their conscious mind is going to translate into behavior for them. And then the behavior is going to cause a result. Going to cause some kind of an outcome, and then that or consequence, and that outcome, consequence or result is going to be more unhappiness, and then it just becomes perpetuating over and over and over, and becomes a vicious cycle. Well, if you or anyone you know is unhappy and ready to get off of the unhappy treadmill, because it can end up being like a treadmill, you're on and you can't get off, and you're hoping that someone will come and stop it for you. Well, you've got to stop it yourself. It is totally, totally up to you. It is in your hands. And I want you to write these keys down so that you can start practicing them today. You want to write them down so you can remember them. And then you're going to put them in a safe place. You want to put them in a place where you're constantly going, a place where maybe inside of your favorite book that you're always reading, and you put that, you know, in the middle of the book, or put it over your bedpost. sometimes I put things on my mirror in my bedroom. If you really want to do it, put it on the refrigerator. We all have to go in the refrigerator at least once a day, or over your bathroom mirror, which is another place we all are going to go even more than once a day. So we want to be happy. You can be happy. This has happened to me. I know when I first got started on building a life of happiness, I really didn't have the plan fully laid out. All I know is I wanted to get away from being unhappy. I had lived that way for so long. I was unhappy with the way I looked. I was unhappy with the job that I had. I was unhappy with my level of education. I was unhappy with the relationships that I were in with that significant other. They were bad relationships. They were all abusive relationships, and they all ended very tragically. They never end, the relationships I had, they never ended on a great note or a good note. They all ended some tragic way, and there was a bad breakup. So these are the things that that taught me that unhappiness sucks, you know? Let's face it, it's for the birds. And then again, when I was unhappy, then I made no doubt, I made everyone around me also unhappy. But you can find happiness. You can find happiness, and you need to find happiness. You need to be happy. You deserve to be happy. You were created. Greatness was placed down on the inside of you. You have the opportunity to pull it out. Yes, it's going to take some work. Yes, you're going to have to put in some elbow grease. You're going to have to do some things. Now, the first key to happiness is that you have to believe it for yourself. You have to believe that you can be happy. You have to believe that you can be happy, that it is a possibility, that it's not a magic trick, that it's not some far thing that's on the moon that can't happen for you. You have to believe that it can simply happen for you. Now, the best way to do that is to start identifying happiness with other people, because what will happen, you'll begin to say, well, if they can do it, so can I. So you want to read people's biographies. And the best way to do that is there's a lot of people who have made the transition from a miserable life and feeling down and negative all the time and unhappy to transitioning to a happy life and how to live a happy and joyous life. They've written about it. They've written books about it. And you can go, and for just a few dollars, isn't it worth an investment for your life, for your mind, for your heart to be happy? You know, people, you know, they don't read a lot, and maybe they don't feel they have money to purchase books, but isn't it worth your money? I mean, we spend so much money on, you know, especially, you know, women, but men, they spend a lot of money on things too. You know, my husband plays golf, and you know what it costs just to go to the average golf course? Just to have the membership, you have to pay, you know, $40, $50, depending on what city and state you live in. If you're going to go to a public golf course, can you imagine what they pay to those private clubs? And then every time you go, you have to pay to play on the golf course. You may have to pay to rent the golf cart and things like that. So so no, men maybe don't go get their hair and nails done, but some men do, and they need to. Yeah, and we know that. So we pay for a lot of things. We pay for a lot of things that we eat that make us unhealthy. So here we are offering you something that's going to make you happy. You should be willing to spend whatever amount you need to be happy. Because, you know, quite frankly, people at work are tired of working next to unhappy people. People coming to work unhappy, making everyone in the office unhappy. Guess what? Productivity goes down. Eventually, the company is going down. Customers are being lost, profits are being lost, revenue is being lost, sales are being lost. Eventually, the company has to lay people off, all because at the root of the problem you had some unhappy people within your organization and you didn't get rid of them. The same thing in the home, the same thing everywhere you go. Unhappy people must go. But who are unhappy people? Well, we have to look at ourselves. We have to do self-reflection, a self-assessment to make sure we're not that unhappy person. And if we are, we have to take the steps to correct it. And so the thing that you want to do, you want to look at your attitude. You want to look at your demeanor. You want to look at your words. You want to look at your thoughts. And you want to look at the people that you're hanging around. So look at the people you're hanging around, your words, your thought, your attitude, and your demeanor. You know, it's been said that attitude determines altitude. If you have a sad countenance, even an unhappy look, you may look unhappy because of various reasons. Maybe you're having financial problems. Maybe you're having a medical problem. Or maybe you're having a family issue or other personal issue that may be the reason that you look sad and that you have a sad countenance. But the person sitting next to you, they don't know that. So you have to change your countenance. You know, when I was a kid, they used to sing a song, and put on a happy face. You know, you have to put a happy face on. You know, sometimes you have to work at that. You know, a lot of things people do and we take for granted that it can be done, but it can't always be done. You have to work at it. You have to take the time, put in the effort, put in the extra hours so that you can be the person that you really want to be, the person that you desire to be. Put on that happy face. Put on that face that is going to cheer up someone else's day. So some keys to being happy is, number one, you have to believe that you can be happy. Number two, you have to let go of people, places, and things that make you unhappy. If every time you're around a certain person and every time you leave that person, you're feeling unhappy, stop going around that person, even if it's a coworker. You have to protect not only yourself but other people. Your family, doesn't your family deserve a happy person to come home every day? So you have to stay away from unhappy people. And if you have to be around them, have up your shield, have your guard on, and don't be in their presence for very long. Don't give them an opportunity to plant their personality and their demeanor down into your subconscious mind, because then you will act that way without even knowing you're acting that way. So number one, you must believe it. Believe that you can be happy. Number two, you must stay away from unhappy people. Number three, make a list of the things that make you happy. So make a list of things that make you happy, and then do those things. If taking a walk in the park makes you happy every day, put that on your to-do list that you're going to take a walk in the park. If listening to soothing music, if that makes you happy, put on some soothing music. If going to work a little bit early helps you get your day started right and helps you be more calm and happy while you're at work, then get up a little bit early every day. Get into work. Now, some people, when they get to work late, they have a bad day because they feel like they're behind the eight ball. They feel like they didn't get a jump on their day or their situation. So if you know that this makes you unhappy, then get up earlier, leave your house earlier. So the third key is to make a list of as many things as you can come up with that make you happy. And then number four is that you want to practice what's on your list. And you want to practice this on a daily basis. They say if you do anything for 21 days, it becomes a habit. You want to practice happiness. You want that to be a habit. Go 21 days without being sad or miserable. Don't let anything make you sad or miserable. Don't let a phone call. Now, okay, let's say some tragedy happens to a loved one. Now, you're going to empathize with that loved one, family member or friend. But at the same time, you're not going to just fall into a state of misery. You know, there are a lot of people today who are trapped in depression. They're trapped in stress. And they're trapped in just feeling bad about their life. You can turn it around if you're in contact with that person by being happy. Show them the happy way. Eventually, they will say to you, wow, you're always so happy. And you will rub off on that person if this is a loved one. But now, some people, they just don't want to be happy. If you have a girlfriend or a friend, it could be a male friend, and they're constantly coming to you with their happy and their sad stories. You know, they always got a problem. You know those people. Every time they come, they got another issue. Something's wrong. It's always something wrong with them. And, you know, after a while, you know, after the first couple of times, okay, you understand that something in life could have happened to cause you to be unhappy. But after a while, you're like, you know what? There's a problem here. So let me just try to deal with it, or else I'm going to have to cut you off. So you just simply ask them, what if I could teach you how to be 100% happy all of the time? Would you be willing to learn? You know, just put it point blank. Just put them right out there. What if I could teach you how to be happy 100% of the time? Would you be willing to learn? Now, here's the trick. If they say yes, great. You're going to put an end to that negativity. If they say no, then that's your sign. That's your key. That's your warning sign that this is a person who wants to be where they are. When a person wants to be where they are, let me help you with something. You're not going to change them. No matter how much you want to, you will not. No matter how much influence you feel you have over that person. You could be their parent, their godparent, a friend, a teacher, a preacher, a pastor. You could be whatever you want to be to that person. If that person, a spouse, a husband, a wife, when they want to be the way they are, when they want to be the way they are, you will not change them, no matter how hard you try. It is going to fall on deaf ears. So here's what you do. That's the qualifying question right there. If I could teach you how to do it, would you be willing to learn? If they say yes, and now you can help them. Now you can give them some suggestions, some ideas on how they can change. And then you can check on them almost like a coach. But other than that, you really, really have to leave that person in their spot until they're willing to come out, until they're willing to make their life different. But people have the power to make up their own mind. They have the power, and they also have been given the will to do whatever they want to do. You just got to know if it's something that they want. You know, when I went back to college after being a high school dropout, who I flunked out of school, got very poor grades, nothing but D's and F's and an occasional C when I was in college, in high school, in grade school, all the way from, from as early as I can remember, I always had poor grades up until I ended up dropping out of school. And mostly because I never tried, because I never wanted to. It wasn't until I went back to college in my 30s, and I'm sitting in college, and I got straight A's. And I looked at it, and I was like, what's the difference? Because it did. It was mind-blowing to me. I knew it blew the minds of my mother and some of my siblings, because everyone in the family knew that I had these horrible grades and had dropped out of school. But the difference was I was at a point where I wanted it. I wanted to get A's. That's all. I wasn't no more smarter or any less smarter than I was before. The only deciding factor was that now I wanted it. And because I wanted it, I then practiced, listen to this, I practiced the things to get what I wanted. And that's the key that a lot of people miss on how to get something in life. And it's the same thing I teach people on success. To get something, you have to practice the behaviors that will get it. So I learned, I was watching, and that's another thing, you have to watch other people. That's what I said, get around successful people so you can watch them. Everybody knows that success leaves clues, but if you're not around successful people, you're not going to find the clue. So here I was watching, and what I noticed was that people who were getting A's, these were the people who were studying, reading the assignments, turning in homework, showing up for class every day. So I said, oh, I'll just do those things. Well, lo and behold, it did work. And that's what I'm saying. If you practice the steps that bring about success, you will have success too. It's just really that simple. And it will work. I can guarantee you it will work. So practice the steps of what? Number one, believe that you can be happy. Stay away from unhappy people, unhappy places, and unhappy things. When you have to go around them, put up a shield. Number three, make a list of all the things that make you happy, all the places that make you happy, all the thoughts that make you happy. You know, even the Bible says, think on these things, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is of a good report. You're supposed to be thinking on happy things, joyful things, not thinking, oh, gosh, I wonder who's going to get fired today. Oh, God, I wonder who the boss is coming for today. That is not thinking on happy thoughts. That's thinking on negative thoughts. Oh, I wonder who's going to get shot on the news today. No, don't think like that. Think happy thoughts. Think good thoughts. Think things that are good report. And then number four, practice what's on your list of things that make you happy. Practice what's on your list. Now remember, if you want happiness, you got to be happiness. Not going to fall out of the sky on you. You're not going to find a happiness tree growing in your backyard. You're not going to go to Walmart or Rite Aid or Walgreens and buy a happiness pill. People have tried that. They've tried drinking and taking pills, and they've found themselves in alcohol treatment centers. They found that their families were gone. They found that their life over, and in some cases, it was over. So do not just go and take some kind of pill and drug to be happiness. Happiness is within you. It is within you. All the things that we named, you have to go within, believing in yourself. That's key right there. Happiness, believe in you. Know that you are great. Know that there is greatness inside of you. Another key to happiness is don't look for other people to define your happiness. That's my last point, number five. Don't look for other people to define your happiness. Well, that's all we have time for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you got something out of those five keys to happiness. You can be happy. I believe in you. I know you can do it. Make sure you tune back in. Shoot me an email, info@lalisajwilliams.com. Go on the website. Let me know how this show is helping you and making a difference in your life, and you will be surprised. You will have things that you never thought you could have before. Well, until tomorrow, go and this has been Lalisa J. Williams.